Governor Rick Snyder declared victory over the state's economic hardships last night in his 8th and final State of the State address. The governor says choices made over the last 7 years leave room now for more investment in schools and infrastructure. But as we hear from Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta, it's not clear that he can win support for his plans in the legislature.
Governor Snyder spent most of the hour-long speech reviewing his years as governor and compared Michigan today to the days of the Great Recession, when the unemployment rate was double what it is now.
Folks, we're back, and we're only going to keep going up.
Snyder reminded people of the budget troubles that plagued his predecessor, Democrat Jennifer Granholm, and he asked his audience to recall the two partial government shutdowns that occurred when Granholm couldn't reach budget deals with Republicans and Democrats in the legislature. But Michigan State University economist Charles Ballard says Snyder shouldn't be so quick to claim credit for the fruits of an improving economy.
If Snyder had been governor when Jennifer Granholm was governor, the economy would have been bad, because the economy was bad for reasons far outside the control of anybody in the state of Michigan. So in that sense, he was fortunate, but I don't think his policies necessarily damaged things. So, you know, he came to office at a good time, and that's fine.
Ballard also says the state still faces plenty of problems, at least in part because it hasn't invested enough more in government services, education, and infrastructure. And Snyder used his final State of the State to call for more investment. He said he would roll out a new infrastructure or environmental proposal every day next week. The plans will include expanding broadband access, combating invasive species, more spending on roads and bridges, and more recycling. The governor also said he will propose a, quote, Marshall Plan for talent, and called for a major increase in funding for schools by increasing the per student allowance.
Let's invest more in education and the operations of our schools.
Republican and Democratic leaders in the legislature reacted cautiously, even in areas where they said they agree with Snyder's priorities.
Actions speak a lot louder than words.
State Senate Democratic Leader Jim Ananick says ambitious proposals in the past were sidelined or diluted as Snyder gave more deference to the legislature's Republican majorities than seeking bipartisan deals. Republican Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff says he's waiting to see details of the governor's plans.
I'm very proud to have served with him, and the investments we've made in the future, the debts that we've paid down, the budgets that we balance have put Michigan in a place that my kids, my grandkids, are going to have a great future here.
But Charles Ballard, the MSU economist, warns another downturn is on the way, and that could affect the legacy of Rick Snyder, not to mention the job he'll be handing off to his successor in 2019.
If the national economy slows down, I guarantee you Michigan's economy will slow down, and that doesn't matter whether John Engler or Jennifer Granholm or Rick Snyder or whoever is governor.
Ballard says Snyder's toughest foe in his final year may not be political opposition in the legislature, but new economic realities following the recovery that greeted him as he walked in the door. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.